Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Josh Norris is joining us here, Josh, with Underdog Fantasy, and had some interesting quotes this past week about the Deshaun situation, and specifically Carolina. And so we wanted to talk to him about these things. Josh, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. Hope you're well. Hopefully, I don't know, the way of the world feels a little bit less after these 18 weeks of the longest season of all time.
Yeah. Yes, it has been. It's even longer here in Houston. Honestly, it couldn't have been any longer, Josh. Let's put together a few Deshaun Watson to the Carolina Panthers puzzle pieces. That's what you tweeted out. And a lot of interesting stuff going on. In the final evaluation, you had seven different tweets. And the first one was the Panthers would have traded for Deshaun without a civil settlement. However, Deshaun would not give up, would not waive his no trade clause for a ticket to Carolina. And this kind of flew under the radar, didn't it?
It did. And as always, you all are closer to this situation from a Houston front than I am. So if you think I misspeak in any of this, I would love to be corrected on what you all have picked up along the way. Just from my interpretation, the Carolina Panthers, since David Tepper took over as the owner, have always been more interested in a proven veteran quarterback than any of the rookies. Now, I think that the perfect example of that is when they were the number 8 overall selection last year. The likes of Mac Jones, Justin Fields were all available, and it really didn't enter into their final conversation at all. I mean, early on in that draft process, they attempted to trade the number 8 overall selection for Matthew Stafford. But Matthew Stafford chose the Los Angeles Rams instead. They had also been in for Deshaun Watson. But we know that that situation got extremely complicated. So then, like, really the third move was to go and unload a second and a third draft pick, whatever it was, for Sam Darnold. That quickly, and David Tepper, while he says he's patient and has a process and all those things, he's really not. Like, he makes decisions quickly and abruptly when they're not going according to plan. And so, to me, the difference between what the Panthers, and this is from Mike Florio of PFT, as you outlined, the Panthers would have traded for Deshaun Watson at the trade deadline without any civil settlements. And we know that Watson and Miami has been the strongest link, but Stephen Ross wanted all the settlements to happen. The Panthers did not. And so now it's just really up to Watson to make the decision of, hey, Carolina is actually a place I want to go to. And to me, that is the only barrier for this to happen.
Well, and
they want, I know Carolina wants him. I think the one thing, Josh, that is, I don't think it's going to be a huge factor. Remember, they had ownership that was involved in sexual misconduct and sexual, I can't remember if it was harassment. Jerry Richardson, you remember? They took a statue down, I guess. So I do wonder if that plays any kind of role at the organization, but my guess is no. And Matt Rhule's in a place where he's desperate. Like, he's going to be desperate, and Deshaun Watson can really upgrade that offense.
So another layer onto this, too, is I believe David Tepper was part of the Pittsburgh Steelers ownership group as well, when Ben Roethlisberger was going through his off-field allegations as well. So there is a little bit of experience with this in that way. And look, with Matt Rhule, he has an OC opening, as Joe Brady was almost shockingly, because as you all know, he interviewed for the head coaching job for the Texans, I believe, last offseason. Shockingly let go about halfway through the year. Now, those links have been made to Bill O'Brien, those links have also been made recently to Pep Hamilton. And I understand that Pep and Deshaun on field never got it going, but hopefully at least in the meeting room, there is some relationship there. And then the other aspect of this, again, because of the no trade clause, it really feels like on some level, Deshaun gets to pick where he is going, where he is going to end up. But that link with Brian Flores in Miami felt so strong. And at least from the outside, Lance, maybe you can correct me here. It feels like that was a huge factor other than location for him to go to Miami. And now that that is closed, it really feels like the Dolphins have chosen between Flores and Tua, and they have chosen Tua as their future. And so look, if like that number one priority, the only one that he was signing off on the time is now evaporated, is it the Panthers and the Eagles and that's it? And if so, the Panthers are easily the team that are most interested here and would give up a boatload of draft picks to make this happen immediately.
I think the two teams that, we think of typically are Denver, because okay. I had heard that Denver might be a team he'd be interested in. So Denver and Carolina, to me, make a lot of sense. But I will continue to say this. The Atlanta Falcons are going to cut. Well, Matt Ryan could be a cap cut here this year. If you thought you had a chance, Matt, I think Deshaun Watson would consider Atlanta. I think from a lifestyle standpoint, I think he might consider New Orleans. New Orleans is another team that, you could argue needs a quarterback. The New York Giants, would Deshaun be interested? I get that it's cold weather, but would the Giants be interested in moving on from Daniel Jones? I mean, I think, and I've always believed this, the Pittsburgh Steelers. My question, Josh, is I would get less focused on one or two teams because I think there's going to be an abundance of teams who now could be in the mix for Deshaun that we were talking about last year. The question's going to be, does he give it the thumbs up? Because the Texans stupidly gave him a no trade clause after giving him everything else he wanted in the contract. And, you know, Carolina, for me, I'm kind of with you. I think they're the front runner.
Yeah, so on top of that, I don't think Carolina's going to get outbid here. I think David Tepper wants to aim as high as possible, and I wouldn't be surprised if that, and I don't know what the going rate is anymore. We've heard reports all over the place, 3 or 4 first-round picks, because, look, by all accounts, they offered the most for Matthew Stafford last year. I mean, the number 8 overall selection. And on some level, the Lions just allowed Matthew Stafford to pick the location that he wanted to go to. And obviously they got, on some level, you know, Jared Goff in return. So I think David Tepper understands that this is really the last opportunity before he has to potentially blow it all up and restart all over again. This entire offseason, while it feels like this being said for the second or third time in a row, it's all about finding their quarterback. And I don't think he is going to miss out on any opportunity, you know, underhand anything, undersell anything. He is going to go as far as he can to land and give out the best offer possible. But again, the no trade clause is kind of a factor there that makes it a bit more difficult.
Well, and Deshaun has already done what we're hearing behind the scenes too, Josh, is, and it's kind of a big deal, is quality of life. And I don't think it was just Brian Flores, who also has David Mulugeta as his agent, along with Deshaun. I don't think it was just that. It was the lifestyle in Miami. It's the lifestyle in Denver. As opposed to Charlotte, that may have played a role.
But it's closer to home, but I don't know if that matters.
I don't know that matters to him. I think Deshaun is, you know, there was talk about San Francisco because he liked it up there.
He likes San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's been a lot of talk behind, but one of the, I think, that's underrated that that we have to take into account is the city and the quality of life.
And Charlotte is a
quick.
Can I
Galaxy brain this real quick, Lance?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I Galaxy brain this? I believe Deshaun and Cam are incredibly close. Like, for a while now, they've been very close.
Who?
Cam Newton and Deshaun Watson.
Oh.
This is totally Galaxy brain, okay? What if Deshaun was not pleased with how Cam was treated at the end of his time with the Panthers the first go-round? I think we all can look at the contract that they gave Cam Newton this year, someone who I will always go to bat for as a player above many others. But he was not worth really what the $10 million that they gave him for those three games that he started this season. Could that be a little positive note on the end of that relationship that Deshaun can look at, go to his friend and say, hey, man, they treated you well. Maybe they're going, they actually are in the right place with how they treat their players. Just a little fault. Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Well, and there, a couple of your tweets include Bill O'Brien here. It's interesting. I don't know if Bill O'Brien would be a deterrent or if,
exactly.
if that would be attractive to Deshaun to be back with Bill O'Brien.
Deterrent. You've dealt with it long enough. I think he was okay with Bill. I think it's too much to
I
deal
think maybe
with.
Maybe after he flourished last year without Bill O'Brien and maybe enjoyed that.
There's some talk about Matt Rhule being a little bit tough to deal with that's come up. It's come up lately. I've heard he's a bit of a tyrant, which surprises me, but you know, it also surprised me a great deal that Joe Brady was gone when he was gone. Yeah. That was like shocking to me.
And then the next game, how crappy they looked offensively, and you're blaming Joe Brady for this crappy offense in Carolina?
Yes. So a few layers to that. I mean, Matt Rhule, if you look at his entire staff, he just hires friends. You know, and that happens obviously across the league quite considerably. But when he was hired from Baylor, Joe Brady was not a friend. I don't think he knew that much about him from a person-to-person standpoint. And so I think that was the easiest way for him to have like a sacrificial lamb in some situations. Now, on top of that, as soon as like the first six games that they started 3-3, the Panthers, Matt Rhule goes up there on a Monday or Tuesday morning and says that, okay, we're not going to pass the ball anymore. We need to protect our quarterback. We need to run the ball. We're going to be a running organization. And to me, that is just not understanding how you have built this team. Like the personnel of DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson that you paid a contract to again before the season, Terrace Marshall taking him in the second or the third round. And on top of that, you haven't invested at all into the offensive line, and that's just not how you can operate. And one more layer, like Matt Rhule is not a defensive play caller. He's not an offensive play caller. So he has to be someone who is a great people person, great in game management situations, and are a great team builder. And I don't think he's shining in any of those aspects. At the very least, what I can say positively about him is that he has really transformed the way that they operate during the draft process. Like Marty Herney, who made some really good selections, had no process. He could take a non-NFL caliber athlete in round one and take a supreme athlete in round two. Matt Rhule really does care about composite scores and athleticism. And on top of that, Scott Fitterer understands that, hey, in the third plus rounds, all we want to do is add darts, add draft picks. And so they love trading back. So that's a positive. But other than that, there's no real vision or process for this team after, you know, a seven-year contract. And here we are in year three.
No, you found that out at Baylor about Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
He was huge.
He's on a different level.
Yeah.
I was blown away. Like him versus the next day we went to Texas and talked to Tom Herman. It was like night and day. Baylor was so far ahead of Texas. And some of that I thought was his 1 year with the Giants. Matt Rhule was with the Giants for a year. But, you know, and that may also be, we spent a lot of time on Matt Rhule, but I do think that Deshaun Watson also might take a look and say, do I want to go somewhere where I'm buying into a coach who's there for 1 year? Like, you got to buy into the organization. Yeah. It can't just be, because Matt Rhule, there's no guarantee he'll be there more than a year.
My favorite, Josh, is wherever Brian Flores ends up, same agent.
Yeah.
And, you know, Deshaun was definitely wanted to go to Miami. If Brian Flores were to end, you know what? David Mulugeta could sell it as a package deal. You get Brian Flores and you get Deshaun Watson. That would be kind of attractive to a general manager, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and while Aaron Rodgers, it certainly feels like, you know, the Packers are the number one likelihood again as we hit the offseason. Maybe you guys have heard differently than that. That's just me reading the tea leaves. So once again, Deshaun, that's going to be the number one story this offseason. So yeah. There's going to be some quarterback movement. The Matt Ryan one, maybe that links up with Washington, because I know for a very, very long time, Marty Herney has been a long-time admirer of him. But the quarterback carousel with Russell Wilson throwing it in there, we're going to have another offseason of that, and it's going to change the landscape completely. So it's a lot of fun to track.
Josh Norris, Underdog Fantasy, right here, ESPN 97.5.
How do you like that? How do you like being a big commercial? Everyone has seen you. It's not like Underdog doesn't spend money in advertising. Everyone has seen you. He's the guy with the black shirt in the pit. He basically looks like a big Pittsburgh Steeler commercial is what it looks like. I speak for Underdog, so I'm a fan, but I've known you for years dating back to the Roto World days, and you've got to have people who recognize you a little bit now, right?
I was on the streets of Los Angeles a couple weeks ago. I got stopped at a stoplight just walking across the street, so it was fun. Lance, you knew me all the way back when. We'll never forget you, Lance. You're my man.
Josh, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging
with us. See you guys. Right, have a good one.
Josh Norris. Right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.
He made it sound like Deshaun's going to be a Panther, is what it sounded like.
I'm making the case. He had seven tweets making that case.
It was called a thread.
It was a thread.
He put together a whole thread. I've got something that doesn't have to turn into a long text thread for you. You just text the word money to 232323. They will text back. An automated text says what's your address. You send it. And then within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote for your homeowner's insurance. Now, what it's done is this automated system has gone through, they've got a ton of A-rated insurance companies. They shop your address through their algorithm into the system, and these programs, and the program with the different homeowners insurance, they will give back rates instantaneously, and within 15 seconds, you'll get a firm rate, and you can compare this new shopped rate versus what you are paying. If you're not shopping for rates, then you're letting your company get away with incremental raises to your rising prices, and you look, and all of a sudden you've spent thousands more over the course of several years than you should have. Text the word money to 232323 and compare what a competitive rate looks like to what you're paying. Get A-rated insurance and do it today with TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.